Welcome to the Anorak Oasis podcast. My name is Killian Bolivar. I'll be your host. Today I am joined by the amazing Courtney Jane from Cults, Killers, Sewers podcast. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. It's so good. It's going to be so good.
So okay. Good.
Alrighty, so we are talking about Spider-Man, No Way Home, and all things Spider-Man.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, I don't know where to start. Well, I guess I should just start. I hear you are a new Marvel fan.
I am.
Oh my gosh. A baby Marvel fan.
I am.
Oh my gosh. What made you want to jump into the MCU at this point in its timeline?
Oh, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. I moved and then I was like, I feel like watching the Raimi Spider-Man films again. So I did. And then I saw that I had like the Spider-Man PS4 game I got a couple of years ago, but like there was this part I couldn't get past. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put that on again. And it was so fun, like seeing all these other villains and everything and stuff. And then I was thinking, and then I was like, everyone's talking about WandaVision. And I was like, oh, she looks cool. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't be able to watch that unless I've seen everything. And so I was like, And I just wrote on Twitter one day. I was like, hey, Marvel friends, how do I begin Marvel? What do I do? How do I watch it? So I had like people being like, chronological order. I had people be like, oh, tied over release. And so I done chronological as that one. Oh my gosh, I started on the 17th of September. I watched at least one Marvel movie a day, and I finished like 2.5 weeks later, and I was
that's insane
so destroyed by Endgame. Like, I couldn't cry properly for like weeks after that.
I can imagine all the Marvel fans were like, oh my gosh, you're only just watching it now. Yeah. What the hell? Oh my gosh, no. But the emotional roller coaster that would have been. That would have ruined you.
I cried in the first movie. In Captain America, I was crying. And I was like, oh no. And then I got to Iron Man. And in the first 5 minutes, I was like, oh no, I love Tony Stark because I knew what happens.
No.
And I was like, oh no, oh, I'm so scared. It was worse than what I ever could imagine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. But
So you knew other things about Marvel before you watched it, or
yes, I actually had seen Captain America in 2011 for a movie date, but I was scarred, and I guess the guy I went out with actually he ended up going to a club afterwards, and he was in a relationship with another girl the next day on Facebook. So I guess I just didn't touch Marvel for like 10 years.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I think we all know people like that.
I don't know. I was upset. I had Chris Evans on the screen. I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's true. You got Captain America right there. Who needs the guy next to you?
He's
so
beautiful. But I was blind, clearly.
we all are at some point.
Oh gosh. But yeah, it's been great. Everyone's been so nice about it. I'd done a whole thread on Twitter of me watching every Marvel movie, and
I did follow that, actually, that thread. That was I was on the emotional roller coaster with you for that one.
Oh my gosh. It was so bad.
I was like, wait till she gets to Endgame, it's gonna ruin her. She's gonna be
devastated.
I was
so scared. When I got to Ant-Man and the Wasp, I was like, oh no, I see it.
It's happening. Oh my god, it's happening.
And then like the end credit scene of that, I was like, no. It was so bad.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Oh. But here we are talking about Spider-Man.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I cracked myself.
It was
over this movie.
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't always the biggest Spider-Man fan. I was a massive fan of Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. I didn't love Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. I think maybe because I didn't watch them when they like came out. Because you know, I was probably old enough. I probably just didn't really have any interest. I know you love Toby's trilogy.
Oh, I love Toby. I call him Toby. For a couple of years. I remember seeing Spider-Man 2 at the movies with my cousin and my uncle and my dad. And we like always used to watch Spider-Man and stuff together. And so I loved it so much. So I think from then, and then, I don't know, those movies, at the moment, they're just like my ultimate comfort trilogy at the moment.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I'm always watching it at the moment and crying a lot.
We all need an emotional release right them. Now. We all need something to cry over.
We do. And he's just such a dork. And I think I just love how awkward and dorky Toby's Peter is.
Yeah, I do enjoy that. Look, I enjoy them now. Now that I'm older, I enjoy them more than I did. But he's definitely his dance in the, is it the third one?
Oh, it's iconic. Oh,
it's iconic. So iconic. It's iconic. And
it's like,
it will follow him forever. When he's 80 and in a wheelchair, he will still be remembered as the guy who did that bloody dance.
As he should, because it's like what Peter Parker thinks is cool, and because he's such a dork, he doesn't know.
I know.
It's so funny. Like, it's wild. But it's great. I never even watched Andrew Spider-Man until, like, this year.
Oh, okay.
Until I, like, heard the rumors. I think because when, like, they were replacing Toby, I was so livid at the time for a long time. I mean, he's a really cool Peter Parker. I didn't love that movie, or his Uncle Ben, but him and Emma, great chemistry.
Absolutely.
Like, they are so cute. They were, like, what was worth the watch of those.
Yeah, movies. Definitely. It was definitely them and Dennis Leary, who plays Emma's dad in those movies.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
He was so good. Because all I think every time I hear his name is just his song, Asshole, and I can't take the man seriously, but he was so serious in those movies.
I love it.
Or as Diego, what is he, a saber-toothed tiger from
Ice Age? Oh, yeah, in Ice Age. Yeah. That's so iconic. I love that.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Oh, but no, I feel like the lead up to No Way Home was just so big.
Oh my gosh.
It was so big. It was so massive. Everybody was...
It was so... Oh my gosh. I've never been so nervous about a movie. Like, I felt sick days before it.
I was about it too. I was... Because I love Doctor Strange, or Daddy Strange, as I call him.
I love
Doctor
Strange.
And I was like, well, it's a Spider-Man movie, but it's got Doctor Strange in it. Well, how's that going to... Because they're two very, very different characters. You know, they're two very... You wouldn't put them together. You wouldn't. Like, really,
no.
Wouldn't.
No, they're very, that awkwardness kind of
thing. Yeah, it's
together.
Like, what do I do with you? You are a child and I don't... what are you?
Exactly.
But yeah, so you've seen it four times. And the first was a midnight screening. That's dedication.
I was so excited. I had to. Oh my gosh. It was like around 3 a.m. And
What was your first reaction after watching that midnight screening?
I had my friend over in England who had just seen a 10 a.m. screening just before I saw my midnight screening. And so we were voice memoing about it. And now it was so much to take in. Because before going in, I was like, it's okay if like Toby and... Oh, sorry, spoiler. If the guys aren't in it, that's fine. I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is and stuff. But also like, I'm so scared they're not going to show up at the same time. And so I was like freaking out the whole time. But afterwards, I was like, wow, I needed time to like think.
Yeah.
I was like... what just happened? But it was so beautiful. It was like so much more than I expected, and I was like, I need to see it again. I saw it like on the Friday night, so like I guess the next night, because my friend was seeing it, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I saw it again like 2 days later, and then I needed like a bit of a break because I needed to think.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, when do you see it? Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I didn't go online. Oh my gosh.
I saw it the Saturday. So I had to survive 3 days on the internet.
No,
I didn't. I was like, I can't do anything. I had people tagging me and
things on Facebook.
No, I understand. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'll look at it. I'll look at it later. If it's important, you can message me. But, it was...
Oh yeah.
I was so like worried that I was like, if they aren't in it, people are going to be pissed. But if they are in it, that is just something that like I genuinely, part of me didn't actually think they were going to do it. I really didn't. I was like, there's no way they're going to do it. There's no way they're going to be able to pull this off. And I was wrong. I was very wrong, and I was very happy that I was very wrong.
From the Tuesday morning, so it came out on the Wednesday that night. I stopped going online. Yeah. I like just had message notifications on, no other notifications. I didn't go on Twitter. I didn't go on Instagram. I didn't go on Facebook. Yeah. Because I knew people were seeing it on the Tuesday and for premieres and stuff. And I was like, well, I don't want anything spoiled. Even though I'd already seen some leaks and stuff, like, yeah. I still was like, I'm not sure if they're in it, yeah. even if the leaks are like legit, which they were. Yeah, and so I was, like, freaking out. And, like, I had a friend be like, oh, I just think they'll be in for 5 minutes. And I was like, don't say that if they're in for 5 minutes, I swear in my life. But, oh, my gosh, they delivered so well.
They did. I didn't think they were going to be in it as long as they were either,
to be honest. I was like,
yeah,
they were, like, in it. Oh, my gosh,
literally,
like,
from, like, halfway on, they were just, like, there. And I was like, this is the best thing. My theater went mental when they came out of the portals. Oh my gosh, they were screaming. Yeah. I was like by myself. I was like smacking my leg. The poor random dude beside me. Just.
Oh my gosh, I know. There was a bunch of dudes, like a group about 10 yeah. dudes next to where we were in the cinema. And I just, the second I was like, oh my God. And it, like, all the girls in the cinema started screaming. And all the guys are just looking around like, like, oh yeah, it's cool, but like what? But then,
oh, that's when the screams.
Toby came through. Yeah, everyone, yeah. even the dudes, literally, were like, yeah!
like, it was pretty like loud. Like when Andrew came through, although like when Toby came through, oh my gosh, everyone erupted. I was like, that was crapping myself in that moment.
Yeah, so good.
They did it really well because it was like a point where you weren't even expecting it, really.
Which, yeah, so yeah, when I like, oh, try really and find him with the portal, I was like, oh, this could be when they come. And then you, like, see Andrew there, and I was like, the lenses were big, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Andrew. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, it was wild. Yeah, it's like, definitely. That's when you knew, like, things were happening.
Oh, it was, yeah.
So good.
That was so good. Oh my gosh. I really, you know, for me, No Way Home, just in general, was, like, a celebration of the fandom that started in 2002 with Toby.
Oh, for sure.
It was really for the Spider fans.
It was so well. Yeah. I don't think they could have done it better. Like, to be honest, it was just so nice. I was like, oh my gosh. And all the music that they like intertwined with like the scenes and everything.
Oh my
Holy
gosh.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We should probably talk about the main cast of No Way Home before we keep going on with the other two. The other two. So what did you think of Zendaya, Tom, Jacob, and
done
Tom
amazing
in this movie?
Holy dang, he acted his little butt off. Yeah. Like he felt all the pain, all the emotions. He's like a bit more of a kind of fierce Peter Parker. I guess he's just lost everything at this point. So, well, literally. Yeah. So yeah, he went crazy. Zendaya, I really started liking MJ in Far From Home. I didn't like love her in the first movie, but like Far From Home's when she started like winning me over because she I guess had some lines and stuff. Jacob, he's just iconic. He's just like, oh, is this like a tree or a professor that's turned into a tree? And like
he's the moment. He's so good.
Like, I hope, I mean, of course they'll still be in the next movies because like they have another trilogy coming, but like everyone's like he's gonna be like the next Harry because he's like, I promise they're not gonna kill you, and you know, but yeah. I hope not either, but I love their friendship. It's so cute. I was so happy because I was like, what if they made like Ned and MJ date at the end? They didn't, thank goodness. That would have been awkward.
Yeah, that would have been a bit
but
awkward.
It was good.
Yeah, it was very cool. I really liked Ned Jacob's character. Could use the slim ring.
Yeah,
I was like, what does this mean?
I know, he has
what
magic.
What does it mean?
Oh my
god, is he magic? What's happening?
Because when he started saying it to like Doctor Strange, like my nan says we have magic in our family, blah blah blah. And Doctor Strange is like, see a physician. What am I meant to know about
And then at the end, when Doctor Strange looks at him, when he realizes that he opened the portal, he's like,
He's like impressed. Okay. Yeah. He's so awkward with kids. He's like me.
Yeah. I know. It's like, what do I do with you?
Pretty much. I feel
you're,
that.
You're a child. I'm impressed, but like.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, that was and so good.
Of course, we have to talk about the villain.
Oh my gosh. I was so happy.
My heart. So, my whole heart belongs to those villains.
Yeah, my Dr. Octavius, Otto Octavius, is my heart and soul. I love him. I love his scenes in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I love the scenes with him that we got in this movie. Yeah. I love him. Like, Norman, amazing. They full-on yassified Electro, but...
Yes, they did. You know, yes, they did.
They just gave him a whole new everything, like personality, look.
Yeah, everything.
Just a whole new character, to be honest.
There's like, I'm sorry, you didn't exist in any other movie, apparently.
I know, I was like... You're brand new, Dr. apparently. Connors, talked about it. And I do love Flint Marko. I'm sad the actual actors of Connors and Marko weren't on set at all, so they couldn't actually get proper footage. Like, when, like, Flint gets turned back into, like, a human. Like, I love his character in Spider-Man 3. And it's just, like, doesn't really match up to Toby talking to him because it's just a scene from that movie. And I'm like, yeah, you know,
yeah, COVID. It's a bit of a shame, but... Yeah, COVID.
We love COVID.
I'm over it.
It can leave now. It can leave now.
You can go it's now. It's had goodbye. Its moment.
It can leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not prepared. Oh, I knew I was going in.
I already love him so much. I just yeah.
I love him. I think he's a fantastic bad guy, but. Holy mother of
always.
God.
Always. He always gets the good one. Like, even at the end of Spider-Man 2, he's like, I will not die a monster. And I, like, cry every time because he's so good. Like, yeah. I'm so happy he got to help out and everything. Like, and him and Peter, I was like, I was waiting. Yes. Oh,
when he looks smiling. At him, when he looks at him and he's just like, Peter, oh my gosh. You're all grown up. Yeah. My heart. Last time. I cried. I was dead. I started, like, hysterically bawling. Like, I was like, and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to hold it in, and everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, beautiful.
I know, like, I just think, oh my gosh, like, I had this headcanon that when I get back to their universes, that, like, how Otto and Rosie treat Peter to dinner, and they're talking about MJ giving him advice on MJ. I think of, like, Peter and MJ giving him dinner and hosting him back in their world, and I'm like, that is what I want to see. I would die.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because, like, he basically helped Peter with that, and I'm like, oh, just I love him.
Yeah.
No.
Because you know, he was never bad. It was the machines that made him and bad.
So, like, it just triggered. So sad.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. It was. And amazing. Willem Dafoe.
He's so good.
Oh my God, that man can act. Holy. He was, honestly, I think it was, like, obviously very different from
Goblin,
the original way he portrayed Goblin.
Oh, yeah. Because you can see his whole face this time. Like, usually he's wearing a mask and.
Yeah, so creepy. So it was,
My gosh, honestly, like, the turn and, like, the spider sense, and when he's, like, found out, like, it's just, like, because, like, obviously he knows Aunt May, he knows Peter, obviously, from his world. And he's asking about his son, and I'm like, oh, he's not alive. Yeah. That's so sad.
It's like, oh, he won't know. He'll go
back to his world, and he's just, we'll find out. It's going to be so sad for him. Like, yeah. He's, like, so cool. Yeah. And of course he said the iconic line. The whole cinema lost it when that first happened.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. You know, I really like that he got to, like, work with Peter in a lab again, even though he was bad. It's like, it wasn't his Peter, but
Yes, he got to work with Peter. When he talks about science, like, he gives that same smile to, like, Toby's Peter in the first movie when, like, he wants to offer Toby a job at, like, his Oscorp Industries. And so, like, he's so excited about it. And I'm like, this is literally, I love it. I love it so much. And we got to see them all sciencing. And I was like,
yes. Oh, that was so, so good. Cool.
We never get to see that much in the other ones. Like, we know they can science.
Yeah, we know they're smart boys. You never see them like they're smart boys.
And I was like, wow, I love them so much.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah,
they were. The I loved it. Like, I get, like, why Flint got the way he got. He just wanted to go back to his daughter. Like, that's all he ever wants. That's all he has.
That's all he ever
wants. Yeah, she's sick and everything. Like, I don't know if she's still sick after all this time, but he still only has her. Like, it's so sad. And, it was. Like, Dr. Connors is in jail, though, in his universe, so I don't know what's happened with that one. It's kind of weird because, like, he already was stopped being a lizard because he's in jail, but then he suddenly was a lizard again. I was like, this is kind of weird because he never died. Yeah. I was like,
but we're ignoring that part.
Oh, and of course, we can't ignore the death.
Oh my god, I still can't talk.
Oh, about really?
Oh my god. I didn't see it coming. I was hoping
for it.
I should have seen it coming, but I think I was just so caught up with everything else.
Yeah.
It was just like, and it happened, and I was like, what just happened?
I was kind of hoping for that one because I was like, I don't want Happy to die. I didn't want Ned to die. I was like, if anyone dies, I hope it's that her. And
Well, he's the only one who hadn't lost anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So it had to be
Aunt exactly. May. I never loved that Aunt May. So I kind of, when it happened, I was like, okay. But everyone, I know obviously people were so upset, but I just didn't care.
I was upset by Tom's acting. Oh, the way he reacted
was so upsetting. Like, that's what got me. Like, for her, I was like, cool, but like, Tom, that, like, him on the roof in that scene and they're hugging him, and then it's
devastating.
Being like consoled by like the other Spideys about it, and they talk about them, and Andrew forgets his Uncle Ben exists. To be honest, fair enough.
that's okay because you know he didn't get to save his girl, so that was traumatizing. He was traumatized.
He's going through it. He's just in his Spider-Man suit all the time. I saw someone say, like, he came through in his Spider-Man suit because that's all he has now. Toby came through in his casual clothes because, like, he actually has, like, a life and things going on. He's going pretty well and he can just be Spider-Man, whatever. That's all Andrew has now. So it makes sense.
Yeah, like you know, when he said, I stopped pulling my punches.
Yes.
I was like, he doesn't care anymore. He's just angry. He just wants to beat on everyone and make everyone hurt because he's hurting.
Yeah, and he's just happy to have friends and brothers and people that get it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was the cutest brother dynamic.
It was. It was the best brother dynamic. It was just so well done together. Like, it really was like three Spider-Man actors.
Yeah.
Loving on each other, just dressed as Spider-Man.
It was the best. And finding out that Andrew's I Love You Guys was improvised is like the cutest thing ever. I was like, oh, I want to see set photos of them so badly.
Yeah, me too. It's, you know, I was really happy for Andrew to be in it as much as he was.
Same. Because he's a cool Spider-Man.
He is. I always wanted him to have a third movie. You know, he deserved a third movie.
I think he will get one now. I think they're all going to get another movie. I feel like they're going to do it for everyone.
Yeah. But I felt like this one, for him, his character in No Way Home was like, he got his ending. He got to save the girl.
Yeah.
He got his closure.
He knows he can do it now.
Yeah.
Like, and so good.
And he got to be told he was amazing.
Yes, by Toby. Oh my gosh. He's amazing. That's amazing. Cause like, oh my gosh. It's like his Spider-Man hero as he explains it. And I'm like, that's the best thing ever for him. Like, it's just so cute.
Yeah, it was and they all got brothers because Andy was like, I always wanted brothers.
Yes, because he was like only a child.
He was like a puppy in that movie. I think like a cute little puppy.
He was this like cute little middle brother energy, just like
he was so hyped. Yeah, so good. And Toby got to be celebrated again as the Spider-Man, you know?
Oh my gosh, honestly. And like the fact like he hasn't been in a movie live action since Pawn Sacrifice in 2014. And so he came out of the woodwork for this. Like I saw him like canned and he got so fit for this movie again.
Oh yeah.
Like he went to town and working out again. So like
he looks good. He looks good.
He looks really good, yeah. I was like, go all far out.
Yeah, he was really good. And oh my god, when they all do their spider poses and yes! it's their spider poses.
Literally. Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean. Have you seen Black Widow?
Yes. Oh yes. So, what a pose.
such a poser. So I didn't mean to, but when they do it, I said it quite loud and the guys sitting next to us where we were, they all just laughed at me and I was like, well, they are. I feel like whenever anyone poses in a Marvel movie now, you have to say, Elena, such a poser.
Honestly.
Such a poser.
And now she does it in bloody Hawkeye anyway.
I know. I was like, she did it. Such a poser. Oh my god. But no, it was so good because it was their yes. spider poses.
Oh, and in the way they landed, like Toby, Andrew, then Tom, so cute.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. They're swinging. A lot of thought
went into that sequence.
Oh, that was the best.
So like, much thought.
When it happened, everyone is screaming so much. Like, it was so good. Like, the way, like, Toby, like, has both them web onto him and stuff and they swing around in the air. It's like,
oh my god.
So cool.
So good. So good. Oh, and when he's like, wait, you make your own spider web? Yeah. That was hilarious. I was like, does it come out of other places?
I don't want to talk about this. Are you making fun of me? I'm like, he's such a dog. I love him.
Oh, that's like so good.
I love how perfectly they are as their own Peter Parker. It's like this movie showed how perfect they are as their own Peter. Like, even though it like can be so different, like it shows how perfect they are to be their Peter Parkers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
It's like the argument of like who's the best Spider-Man, who's the best one is like erased in this movie because they're like all so perfect as they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It was so good. My friend's like waiting for the Toby pop to come out so she can give it to me. She works at like Zing. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So much merch. So much merch. Oh,
finally.
I genuinely don't think they could have done the three of them any better than they did because they all held their own. They were so different, but so the same, but so not the same. And it was the best part of that movie was them.
Honestly, like it was so good. I was so excited. I miss, obviously, like Toby's Aunt May, but obviously one Aunt May had to be the focus of this movie.
Yeah.
And like I heard like the end credit scene was actually meant to be like them back in their own universes. And I'm like, so sad we did not get that.
Rude.
And instead we got the trailer and I was like, what? I'm like, we gotta got Toby and Andrew back in their worlds. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
One day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, besides them and the villains, you know, I think everyone else sort of took a backseat to the Spider-Man and the villains.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, when you think about it though, poor Doctor Strange. He's
Oh my gosh, he's just hanging for 12 hours like Loki.
He's just chilling. He's like, I've been sitting in another world for the whole bloody movie.
Pretty much. Oh my god. Oh gosh, poor thing. And then like the other Spideys are like, what, you were at the Grand Canyon? We could have used your help. Like
fucking teenagers.
But like about that though, Toby in Spider-Man 2, when Doc Ock, Jameson is trying to think of a name for Doc Ock, and then Strange, someone says Doctor Strange, and he's like, "Oh, it's already taken. Why didn't they connect those dots?" Or like even like Toby's such a nerd. Like here's what Peter is such a nerd. And in the second movie, he's like to Aunt May, "Oh, you threw out my comic books," and then she's like, "Those dreadful things." I'm like, how doesn't he know? Like this, unless he reads DC. Does he not know Captain America and stuff
these
like
these people not exist? He's such
you would think he would know like the Avengers, because when he said the Avengers, I thought he was getting excited because he knew about like comics, and then he just was like, what's that? And I was like, oh,
are they a band?
Like, I was like, I feel like Toby would know.
Yeah, I feel like he would have. If any of them, it would have been him. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, he's such a nerd. I'm like, I don't know if the writers just didn't pay enough attention like me, but.
Or maybe they didn't have, like, because it was originally a Sony movie, maybe they weren't allowed to draw the line between them or something. But
they said Doctor Strange, so it was, like, so weird. And I was like, I'm confused, but, you know, it's little things.
Yeah, poor Doctor Strange has to break time for a teenager.
Oh, I know. Literally,
because
for who just didn't get into college.
So of all the things he could have needed to change, and it's because his friends didn't get into college.
I'm sure they'll manage, Tom. Sure they would manage. Like, oh my gosh! Thanks to Jake Gyllenhaal. Thank you, Mysterio, for your work.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jake Gyllenhaal, for everything that you have given us in life.
Thanks.
Thanks. You have created many a content, and not so just much. Through Spider-Man. Not just through Spider-Man. Jake.
Everywhere you give us music and everything, Jake.
Oh, the poor thing.
Oh, literally. But oh my gosh, yeah, all because of this. And then Doctor Strange is like, you didn't just ask, and Tom's like, wait, that's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you can ask, but really, like, how's he gonna know?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't know.
How's he gonna know? Yeah. But I also did love that Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme
because
he was blipped.
Poor Strange.
I love Wong. Wong.
He's
so
funny.
Much.
He's oh my gosh. So he's such an iconic like little side character person that just pops up every now and then.
He's savage. He's so savage.
Oh my gosh. So, was there a scene or a quote that made you the most emotional?
My favorite scene in the whole movie is the power of the sun in a palm of your hand. And then he's like, Otto.
Oh my God.
And he's like,
I bawled my eyes out.
Peter, you're all grown up. And he's like, well, how are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to do better. Because he says, trying to do better in Spider-Man 2. And oh my gosh. The way I die. I was like waiting for Brilliant But Lazy. But then I realized later that was also a connection. So I was like, okay. I love it. Just the way he's just like, oh, the way he finished like his sentence. It just was like everything. And the way he finished comes with great responsibility. Mm. Oh my gosh. I was like, I wanted him to say that quote so bad. I was like, if he's in this movie, I want him to say it. Obviously he did it, but he said half of it. And I was like,
yeah,
oh my gosh. That was like, oh my, it was, but yeah, Toby, I just have such a soft spot for Otto and Peter. That was so good.
But no, that was definitely the quote that got me the most was the when he was holding the power of the sun in
he
the palm
did.
Of his hand.
Like,
he got
like,
to do it.
Was so
he
sweet.
Got to do
and
it.
Just, I love them. When I saw it again the other day for the first time, I think that's when I finally could cry because I was no longer in that shock phase. So like the last time I saw it, I was like crying. I just cried because Toby was on the screen. I was like, this is real. And I was like just crying so much. And then that scene happened and I was like bawling. And I'm like...
All the
oh my
feelings,
gosh!
All the
when Toby got stabbed, though, I was My heart stopped.
God,
I was like,
dead. I did.
You
I was
bought,
like, how
you
dare
took
you?
Tony Stark from me. You've got to take Toby too. I was like, no, I couldn't breathe. And then he's been stabbed before in Spider-Man 3. He has like twice by Harry, so it's fine.
Yeah. I'd love how Andy was holding him up, and he's like, "You're in so much pain right now, aren't you?"
So much. Oh, I
so
love
much.
And like Andrew's peace out. So good.
Yeah. Very good. It was such a full movie and
it
was
so, good.
So
it just
satisfying.
Feel as long as it is. It's just like the best thing ever.
It really is. Right now I think it's the best thing. Best movie I've seen at the moment. Yeah.
It's so I've never been so excited and nervous about a movie in so long. And it was like worth it.
Absolutely. It was worth all the stress.
Literally. Like it was amazing.
So I have to ask the big question now. The big question is, what is your ranking of Spider-Man, including Into the Spider-Verse?
It's on my Letterboxd. I use Letterboxd. It's great. It's fun.
I love
so
Letterboxd.
It's very biased.
I have it
okay,
too.
Let's. Oh, you follow me. I remember. I follow you. Okay, so I have Spider-Man 2 as number one. It's iconic. I love it. The train scene, just auto.
It also has Elijah Michelson from the originals in it, just saying.
The first Spider-Man. No Way Home is third. Yeah, this is controversial, but Spider-Man 3. The more I watch it, the more I love it. I know it's a mess, but at the same time, it's so good. And then Into the Spider-Verse, 5. And then Far From Home, actually. Then The Amazing Spider-Man at 7. And then Homecoming for 8. And then The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is 9.
That's pretty solid.
That's my ranking. It's like my second favorite Marvel movie.
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
Winter Soldier.
Oh, that's cute.
Followed by Thor Ragnarok and then Iron Man 3. So.
Oh, Thor Ragnarok. That's controversial. Not a lot of people like that
one. I love
it.
It's so 80s. I think I just love that kind of vibe.
I loved it too.
It was so... Actually, it was the movie that made me like not hate Loki. So
fair enough.
It was like, wow, he's decent. I don't mind him here.
So what do we think is going to happen to Tom's Peter now? What is next for the Peter Parker played by Tom Holland?
Oh my gosh. I know. I don't know. I did before think he'd go to college, but now I don't think he's actually going to go to college. I think maybe he's just going to try and do like the friendly Spider-Man, neighborhood Spider-Man thing maybe. Like maybe he could try and get a job as a pizza delivery guy maybe, or like I don't think he'd want to work for bloody J. Jonah Jameson after what he's done to him.
No, probably not.
But like maybe he could have like a little job like that, like maybe do pizza or like vlogs again.
Something.
I know obviously he'll probably go and check in on MJ and stuff, but like, because you know obviously like Peter can't stay away from him, like his love interest ever. Look at Andrew when him and Gwen broke up.
Movie.
But like, and Ned, like I know they obviously got to go to college and stuff, so I'm curious to see what's going to happen. He has his brand new suit now, which is sick. I love it. It's so cool.
So good.
It's amazing. And so I love
it. It's such a it's such a good homage to the original Spider comic book.
It's so good. And it also shows that he's like inspired by his Spider Brothers, which is really cute. Yeah.
Spider Bros.
Oh, they're adorable. I love them so much. So like, yeah, I wonder if MJ remembers her, because she's still wearing the necklace that he got her. She's still wearing
the where does
Black
she think
Dahlia.
She got that from?
Exactly. She just wears it. Does she know? Like, it's weird. And, like, does she remember
It just came out one day.
Yeah. It just came out of nowhere. Like, she just found it in a drawer. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And, like, does she remember being caught by Andrew's Peter?
Does she remember
the other Peters? Or...
Oh, that's a good question.
Does she, like, not just know... Because I don't think they just don't know Tom Holland's one. So, obviously, they probably... Because he still remembers the other Peter Parkers. So, I feel like they would remember the others as well, which is weird. Oh. So, they're probably like, who was the third Spider-Man? It's kind of weird.
That's a deep question.
Yeah, it just came to my head right now. So, I'm like...
That's a good one.
What's going to happen?
That's a good one. I like that. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's a good one.
Yeah, because like he's the one that caught her. Weird.
But would she remember why she had to be caught by a Spider-Man?
Yeah, well, she remembered like falling because there was a lizard and stuff. Like obviously she'd probably remember everything else. But like, because like obviously J. Jonah Jameson was talking about the whole thing on the Statue of Liberty and stuff, just being like, but who's the masked menace? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they remember everything, they just don't remember Spider-Man.
Because she has the scratch and stuff, and she's like, well, it's got better and everything. Mm. So you're like, that's interesting. I want to know what they remember. It's kind of like in Fantastic Beasts, when, like, Jacob, like, goes out into the rain and, like, he's obliviated, but, like, he only forgets the bad things, and there was no bad things, so he remembers everything. And so, like, he comes out and he still knows everything.
Oh, I love Jacob because I love that.
Yeah.
It's like there was no bad parts. It's like it was all fucking awful, but there was no bad parts.
Exactly. It was all great for him because it was awesome for him.
Oh, my God. Like, are you going to go see the next one?
No.
Are you?
No. No. I'm so angry at what they've done to Johnny Depp.
Justice for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I was ride or die for the series. I was like, when I found out, like, if Johnny, like, was never cast and stuff. Like, I feel like the way they went about it was so dog. Like, it was so bad. And the fact Amber Heard's still out there getting jobs, adopting babies and getting animals and getting away with all this stuff and not having no consequences, I'm, like, really livid at, like, how they done the whole thing.
Yeah. It's a real, like, society failed him.
Okay, so now we are going to go to my favorite part. You are my first victim of my James.
I'm so excited.
My James Lipton wannabe moment has arrived.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Wow. All right. So, Courtney, what is your favorite word?
That
is
a good question. I do love the word wanderlust, just because I really just love the idea. I just love travel and just being out of this world and like just traveling to like other like worlds or places, and just I just really love wanderlust. Like,
yeah, I get that. I love that.
Cuddle.
That's good. I like that one. What is your least favorite word?
I hate the word cuddle. I hate it.
What?
So cuddle. What? It makes me so gaggy. Like, it makes me just cringe. It's just so cringe to me. I do, but I just hate that word.
So do you like hugs?
It. Yeah.
Oh, so you can call it a hug, or it makes hugs, me gag. But it just but makes me that just feel C so word like, is one that you cannot
I
handle.
I just feel like it's too all over That's very me that I just can't handle it. I also hate the C word, like the swearing C word. That's another one I can't stand. As an Australian,
yes,
I can't stand it.
We don't say that word in this house.
Yeah, I hate that word.
As an Englishman, it's awful. In the UK, everyone throws it around like it's going out of fashion.
I hate it.
And here people do it too. Yeah.
Okay. I gotta say, I do love
what
when
turns
Captain
you
America
on,
caught the
and
hammer.
It doesn't have to be sexual.
But that's a moment. He is sexy. And also, ooh, I love the Phantom of the Opera 25th anniversary.
That's spicy.
Raoul, like, does this growl thing with his voice when he's like, oh, he just, the way he speaks, oh my gosh, I die every time. Yes. And I'm like, he is so attractive.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, and there's like this exactly video of like Captain about, America, yeah. like having my phone, and it's like him just like walking, but like the way the music is and the way he walks, I'm like, oh my goodness, I forgot how to breathe right now. Oh my gosh. I was like, don't know where I've been, but Captain America, yeah, any day he can get it.
Ah, love
even
that.
Scrawny Steve.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Just all the Amen. Steve.
Even covered in vomit and knives
okay.
out.
Okay, Chris Evans can get it anytime. You heard it here.
Such a good what? Movie.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's such a good movie too, actually.
Bad hygiene.
What
yeah,
turns you off?
When someone just smells real bad. Or baby talk.
Oh yes,
I can't
really bad
stand
BO.
Baby
not
talk.
Good. It's not good.
That is such a turn off. Yeah, no.
Oh no.
Yep.
Yeah.
Obviously, the cliche of like rain.
What sound or
I
noise
love
do
the
you
sound
love?
Of rain. Even like thunderstorms, I think it's so nice. Like the birds, like you're in like a woodish kind of area outside, and you hear like the birds like chirping. So nice. Oh my gosh, I'm sure there's so many noises that I love the sound of, and I can't think of many right now. But always rain. I do love the smell. And the smell of rain, even. I do love it.
Always rain.
Yes.
Yes, the smell of rain.
Really
one.
Loud cars.
Okay.
I cannot stand
what sound
when
or
cars
do you hate?
Have the engines that are, like, modified, and they're so loud. Because they think it's, like, so hot. I hate loud cars. It's so annoying. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Go away. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. Arguably,
I love saying
question. Bip. What is your favorite curse word?
So, like, instead of swearing, I'm like, what the bip? I'm like... So instead of cursing, I just said, I, like, don't have a favorite swear, but I have, like, oh, beep. Oh, what the beep? Oh, beep.
Oh, my gosh. That's adorable. That is absolutely adorable. I love that. That's cute. Oh, my gosh.
What's yours?
That's a lot better than mine. That's definitely a lot better than mine. Look, I think fuck is just so versatile. Yeah. I think you can use it for anything. But my favorite curse isn't one word.
I love it.
Honestly, it's probably son of a bitch. I say it so much. Son of a bitch.
You can use it with many, many things. It can be good, that. It can be bad, it can be a lot of things. It's great.
What the beep?
There we go. What the beep? I love that. That's fantastic. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
That's what I want to do. I want to do floristry for weddings as well as, fun creative things like online and everything. Yeah, that's amazing. Flowers. I watched Encanto the other day for like the first time. Yeah. And I would love flower powers like Isabella has. Yes. I was like, that's the power I would have. And then my friend was like, well, you're halfway there. You're doing floristry. Yes, and I'm like, amazing. That is true. yes. Oh, my gosh.
What profession would you not like to do?
Work in a sewer.
Like, what is the worst profession you can think of for you?
Oh, like, something like... That's like manual labor of being a trainee or something. I'm like so not a manual labor kind of person. I'm such a female, like girly person that just is not with the feminism train. And I'm just like, I can't do that. Okay. That's not for me. Okay. Manual labor is just, that's my idea of hell. Like, bad enough when I have to climb a ladder at work and get a box of cases.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, no, a ladder.
Oh, my gosh. What's that? What's that TikTok? It's like, I do not dream of labor.
Me.
I think it's like, what's your dream job? And they go, darling, I do not dream of labor.
Yes! That's me. I feel that so hard. Yep.
Your favorite hero, heroine, and villain of all time in all fiction?
Oh my gosh!
In all fiction, your number one hero, heroine, and villain.
Oh my gosh! Holy crap! That is the most stressful thing I've ever heard in my life. Because that's like any universe, like any fantasy. Like, okay, I'm gonna be easy for this first one and say Spider-Man for hero. Obviously, the more I played as PS4 Spider-Man, the more I loved him so much. I love him so much. I don't like that he changed his face, but it's fine. favorite heroine. I love Peggy Carter. I do love her. She's cool. I'm cosplaying her this year, and I love
her. She's a bad bitch.
I'm so excited.
She's a bad bitch.
Peggy, she's amazing. She's badass. I do enjoy the series Agent Carter. Obviously, Wanda I do love, but I do love Peggy.
I love Peggy because she doesn't have any powers. She'll mess you up.
Yeah, she just has a gun and stands her ground. Yeah, she's like got the skill set and she's just like so powerful in like her stance and everything. She's just so cool. Like when she punches that guy in the face who like is mocking her, and I'm like, I love you. I love her so much.
Oh, we love Hermione. We love Hermione. Yeah.
She's a Sophie's. I also love Hermione Granger, of course. She's a whole favorite of my childhood. I always wanted to be her as a kid. I used to hold my books and feel like I was really smart, like Hermione.
The girls used to make fun of me because I had big bushy hair and I was smart, so.
And then villain.
I was Hermione. Yeah.
Oh, you're like Hermione. I love that. Oh, I love that. My favorite villain. Okay, let me just think of everything that I love.
Once upon a time.
He's not really a villain, but he is a villain. Rumpelstiltskin.
He could get it any day, I'm telling you. I would.
I love him. I'd let him. I'm a Rumpel girl. I love him.
I'll make a deal. Oh, I love him. Yes, I will make a deal with Mr. Gold Rumpel. Oh my whoever God,
I don't care.
I will make a deal with the devil.
I love him. Me. I will trust him stupidly. And that's okay. That's on me. I love him. His accent. Holy crap.
I want to cosplay him.
Like, I want to cosplay
him. I want to be him.
Just because, oh my gosh. And she's Australian. Please. Oh my gosh. Hello, dearie. I love his laugh. Like, and I'm like, I love you. I'm such a...
It's so sad.
Oh my gosh. He's so good. I love his story. His backstory. Yeah. He's like, he's beautiful. At the end, the last episode when he, like, you know, I was sobbing. But it was so beautiful. But it was like, I was crying my heart out.
Me too.
I love him. Like, his storylines are the ones that made me cry. Yeah. Like, so much. Yeah, Rumpel. Favorite, I guess, a villain in a way that, like, he was.
Bitch.
I guess he was, like, talked into being that way. Because his wife was a freaking. His first wife was
definitely.
Like.
Definitely.
Ugh. Oh, she was the worst. She was. Oh, she can choke. Yeah. I'm glad she died.
Two more questions.
I never liked her.
Second last question is, what do you appreciate most in your friends?
Yes. Oui. Oh, that is so cute. Okay, so I have a really good bunch of friends in my life. A lot of them, my friends are just so accepting and just so real and just are so open and honest. I think I have gathered really beautiful friends thanks to like the internet, cosplay, people like I still have some friends from when I was little, but like my friends that I've met like online thanks to like similar interests and stuff, like it's cool having this kind of thing, but also like just like the pure like acceptance and just like the way I can actually be myself with friends now rather than in like high school or something. Like, I think it's just really nice. Like, they're always, like, so understanding and, like, they don't judge if I, like, mess up or anything. And it's just really cool. I'm really thankful. Like, they're always, like, so supportive and everything and, like, the most hypiest of people. And, yeah, it's nice. Oh, I feel good. Like we I have really good friends like, right now. Like I don't really have drainers. Anyone, like, draining me out at the moment. So
we love that. We love that.
Yeah, I don't have any toxicity in my friendship.
That's
fantastic.
I like that.
Right
that's
now.
Good. All right. Yeah. And finally.
Yeah, so we're pretty great.
Oh, so are you, darling. And finally, the deep, deep question
too.
Is, if heaven exists, what would you like God to say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
All I can think of is like, Colin Firth saying, I thought you were really good about
I'll accept it. I'll take it.
Why not?
Oh my gosh. I'll take it.
When you get there,
okay,
what would you like him to say to you?
So what would I want him to say to me? Damn, I wish I was as sassy as Colin Firth.
yes.
Far out. I appreciate your sense of style. I just think, always like, you're welcome.
COVID be gone.
I like to think I'll be able to do things that I want to do after this fun COVID stuff. I just think I was just like a lovely compliment on my fashion sense. I feel like
definitely.
He'd give me one as well.
Yeah, maybe. He'd let you in on
especially
the shirt
in
alone.
My pizza time shirt. Maybe.
Yes, I'm glad
exactly.
I invented
like,
the world so you could have that.
I'm so glad I gave you money for this.
All right, and that
exactly.
is it for the questions. We're done.
I love it.
We did it. It has. Thank you for joining me.
Oh my gosh. This has been so fun. Oh my gosh.
It was good. Technical difficulties
Spider-Man.
Aside.
Thank you for having me. It was so good. It was, oh my gosh. Fine. It's a podcast. I get it. And I need your microphone now.
Oh my gosh.
It's my podcast episode. Rude.
We had fun. We did it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but we made it. We did have fun. I'm so glad you invited me on.